SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
I need to understand the culture of the workplace to be able to perform to the best of my ability. What support can you give me as the employer to make sure that I'm doing the best for you?
The workplace codes of conduct vary from company to company in Australia. However, some common unwritten rules are generally followed in most businesses and industries. Additionally, certain unspoken rules in the Australian workplace can develop into a set of social norms.
Everyone kept saying, let's have a coffee, and I don't drink coffees. And I would just keep saying, well, no, because I don't drink coffee, and I didn't realise let's have a coffee means let's catch up, let's connect.
Hello, I'm Maram Smail, your host. In this episode of Australia Explained, we delve into how to navigate and familiarise yourself with the unwritten rules when starting a new job in Australia. After securing a new job in Australia, it's important to understand the unspoken rules of the company. Robin Jones, Associate Dean and Associate Professor at UTS Business School, explains.
So whilst we have these sort of written codes of conduct, it's those unwritten rules that can be quite challenging and can impact on someone's career progression, because maybe if you're not following those unwritten rules and you're not aware of them, it might be seen that you're not necessarily a team player or you're not somebody who fits into the culture of our organisation.
Professor Jones highlights what to look out for.
Some of the common ones you might hear about how you work at your desk. So it might be about whether you engage in personal conversations at your desk, whether you can take phone calls at your desk, things like not eating at your desk, because often a lot of people complain about the smells or the fragrances coming from what people are eating. Other things might relate more into behaviours and emotions. So about to what extent is it acceptable to bring your emotions to the workplace, whether you gossip or not. Talking about your social activities in the workplace, at some places that's very much frowned upon.
Adhering to the dress code is another important aspect of workplace culture. While many workplaces maintain a casual or business casual dress code, office attire can vary widely depending on the industry, company, and specific workplace. Beyond these visible guidelines, Professor Jones says there are also unspoken rules about how people relate to others in the office.
Some of the others might have to do with how you build relationships and how you network. There's often unwritten rules around that within workplaces, and also playing politics within the workplace and how you maybe deal with the internal politics of an organisation is a really important part. And there's a lot of rules that often go along with that that you'll only get to know over time that you might pick up from looking at other people within the organisation as to how they behave.
Professor Jones adds that another important unwritten rule involves email communication styles.
Can you use emojis and exclamation marks and things like that? What's the etiquette around using those? And again, that may not necessarily be something that's written down. It's something that might be more informal as to how people communicate, but you can certainly put people offside with the way that you go about communicating through emails.
Christine Cassley is the Chief Executive Officer of Multicultural Australia, an organisation based in Queensland that helps migrants settle into their new life in the state. She says Australia has a comprehensive system of workplace laws and regulations aimed at protecting the rights and well-being of workers.
The Australian workplace is, I think, very highly regulated, possibly more highly regulated than the workspaces of a lot of other countries. We do have a migrant workers' rights project. It's around actually informing people about this is your pay that you're entitled to receive. There are awards that apply to this role. These are the work conditions that you should expect. These are the work hours that you should be working. But there's also a whole range of things around what you need to do around your paperwork on taxes and superannuation and insurance.
Nijat Bashar is the executive producer of SBS Turkish. He worked in Turkey for 20 years before moving to Australia. He says that the workplace in Australia is a lot more regulated compared to Turkey.
Bullying is a norm in Turkey. It's expected. It's like, okay, the bosses need to be tough and the employees need to follow the orders. And here there are clear-cut definition of bullying and gender bias, anti-LGBTQ plus rhetoric statements.
In Australia, bullying is taken seriously and there are measures in place to address and prevent it. This emphasis on regulation extends across various aspects of the workplace environment. Mr. Bashar says the way disagreements are expressed can vary based on cultural norms. In the Australian workplace, they usually do so in a respectful and constructive manner.
There is this work culture of politeness. You have people appear as if they agree. At first they say, oh, okay, yes, you're right. That's a good point. And then say just the opposite. I try to move the conversation in a different direction. They start with, okay, there are no wrong answers, but there are wrong answers. In Turkey, it's more blunt. You have to say, no, that's wrong. This is the right way of doing things.
Australians use handshakes, nods, or verbal greetings as their preferred form of office interaction. Ms. Cassidy says it's usually best to avoid overt displays of affection between colleagues.
There are some countries where it's actually customary to hug everyone, even kind of do the double cheek kiss, which is not really the done thing in Australia, but kind of half and half. And then when you get even other different cultures as well, say, you know, a lot of Asian cultures, you absolutely do not do it.
Punctuality is also highly valued in Australian workplaces. It shows respect for others' time and it's seen as a sign of professionalism. Professor Johns says understanding the culture around the hours you are expected to be in the office is also important.
Whilst there might be written in your employment contract, there's often this unwritten rule where people may work until a certain point in time into the evening. So maybe officially meant to finish at, say, 5:30, but people work through until 7 o'clock. And if you're not seen to be there till later, it's thought, oh, that person's not very dedicated because they always up and leave right on time. I think a number of organisations have tried to change that.
Coffee breaks and morning tea, a short break for coffee and snacks, are common in Australian workplaces and are seen as opportunities for socialising and team bonding. However, some migrants may not be familiar with this practice and might view it as unethical and time-wasting. This was the case of a new migrant that Ms. Cassidy assisted with settling into a new job.
She said, everyone kept saying, let's have a coffee, and I don't drink coffee. And I would just keep saying, well, no, because I don't drink coffee, and I didn't realise let's have a coffee means let's catch up, let's connect. You can drink other things other than coffee, but it becomes a really important point about connection. And I think it's understanding how you create those connections. What are the tips and tricks that actually is a thing that people struggle with most navigating their way through the workplace?
She adds that sometimes not understanding the unwritten rules in the workplace can lead to a person becoming isolated.
We shouldn't just expect it to be off the person just coming into the workplace to kind of be trying to navigate it themselves. We should put it on workplaces to actually understand that there is a navigation piece that needs to happen.
Thus, while it's important for companies to facilitate this process, workers can ease their transition by asking questions and seeking out a mentor or a buddy, Ms. Cassidy recommends.
What a person coming in as a migrant at the workplace could do when they start is to kind of say, I need to understand the culture of the workplace to be able to perform to the best of my ability. What support can you give me as the employer to make sure that I'm doing the best for you?
Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Chiara Pazzano and hosted by me, Maram Smail. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian. Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.